Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette passes new food truck licensing ordinance. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. In Gillette, food trucks will now need a license to operate within city limits. The city council passed the final reading of the ordinance on Tuesday, updating regulations that hadn't been revised since 1948. County 17 reported food vendors must apply for the $75 license through the city clerk's office, display it, and visibly comply with health and safety inspections. They're also required to keep a 25-foot area around their operation clean and provide trash containers for customers. The ordinance restricts food trucks from operating near restaurant entrances, on streets, in parks, or other public spaces without prior consent. However, ice cream trucks and nonprofit activities are exempt, as are minors selling drinks on family property. The council says these changes aim to modernize local rules while ensuring safety and cleanliness for the community. DOE sparks controversy over LNG export report. The U.S. Department of Energy is facing backlash after releasing a report Tuesday urging fewer liquefied natural gas or LNG exports. Critics argue the move undermines President-elect Donald Trump's pro-energy agenda. According to Cowboy State Daily, the report warns unrestricted LNG exports could raise U.S. natural gas prices by 30%, costing households $100 annually by 2050. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm supports the findings, citing potential economic impacts. Wyoming officials are pushing back. Congresswoman Harriet Hageman called the report blatant interference, while Senator John Barrasso said LNG exports benefit the U.S. economy and allies. Industry leaders, including Ryan McConaughey of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming, argue the report targets fossil fuels unfairly. He emphasized Wyoming's potential to export LNG to Asia with proper infrastructure. The report remains open for public comment for 60 days, but critics call it a final jab from the outgoing administration. The Trump team plans to dismiss it, continuing its push for energy dominance. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.